Today's music corner presents a song entitled Apa Artinya Aku. Indonesian maestro of love songs Yovie Widianto collaborates with three young Indonesian divas, Lyodra, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia, or LTZ, in a song titled Apa Artinya Aku, or Who Am I, released on December 13, 2024. The song created by Archie Widianto, who is Yovie Widianto's son. The song tells the story of the bitterness of unrequited love, describing the feelings of someone who loves deeply but is only considered a second choice. In the song, Yovie Widianto returns with a beautiful musical arrangement with a sweet pop ballad nuance. The combination of piano notes, string section, and the distinctive vocal characters of the three singers, Lyodra, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia, creates a stunning harmony. Well, listener, this is Yovie Widianto and LTZ with the song Apa Artinya Aku. Happy listening.
Begitu berharap kau setia padaku, saat kulihat kau dengannya, kau berpaling dariku. Apa artinya aku?
only in Indonesia.
Speech usually has a black or white sign, but in Indonesia, we have a pink one. You can find it at a pink beach located in Komodo Island, West Nusa Tenggara. The beach is hidden behind a hill, so it is so serene. Its waters is so clear that anyone wants to dive in it. How can the sand be pink? The pink comes from coral, shells of shells, and calcium carbonate from marine biota in there.
Here is quote of the day. No ref is more influential than a good role model. A quote by Chut Nya Din. Chut Nya Din is a national hero from Indonesia. Her spirit for independence never flickered in front of the enemy. Even when she was sick, Chut Nya Din always upheld her principles and belief in Islam.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
A very good news from Indonesia, as the Indonesian Health Ministry has announced that the free health check program launching nationwide on February 10th will be available to school children starting in July. For school children and teenagers, the program will be implemented in schools at the start of the new academic year. Haji Muhawarman, head of the Ministry's Communication and Public Service Bureau, told Antara State News Agency on Sunday. The government plans to offer 11 types of medical examinations to elementary school students, 13 to junior high school students, and 12 to senior high school students. The program's launch are for infants, toddlers, adults, and the elderly. Initially, free health checks will be offered at over 10,000 community health centers, or puskesmas, we call it here, across Indonesia. The government plans to expand the program to other primary health facilities, including private clinics partnered with the state health insurer BPJS Kesehatan. So, how Indonesians can get the free health examinations? They can register via the Satu Sehat mobile application or the Health Ministry's WhatsApp call center. Alternatively, they can register in person by bringing their identity cards to a designated puskesmas or community health center. The Presidential Communication Office has stated that Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto envisions the program as comparable to a similar initiatives in developed countries.
Yeah.
of Indonesia.
Bilang-bilang sayang, marilah tanpa bayang.
Dia featuring Dian Sastrowardoyo, Serenata Jiwa Lara. VOI listener, ever wondered where the stars escape when they need a break? Indonesia has been the go-to destination for celebration, seeking adventure, serenity, and unforgettable moments, from healing spots, waterfalls, to thrilling surf spots. Indonesia has something for everyone. So now we present to you celebrities' secret escapes in Indonesia. The first one, we have Usher. So he just visited Bali. Usher embraced Bali's sacred site, experiencing melukat at Pancoran Solas Temple in Badung. It's a traditional water purification ritual for spiritual cleansing. Just a short drive away in the same region, he explored Sangeh Monkey Forest, where ancient nutmeg trees and playful recreated the perfect peaceful escape into nature. Then we have the Hemsworth brothers visiting West Sumatra, precisely Mentawai Islands, which are a dream for surfers. And the Hemsworth brothers couldn't resist the call of its legendary waves. This remote paradise offers world-class surf breaks, crystal clear waters, and an unspoiled island experience that keeps thrill seekers coming back for more. And then we have Jack Dawson, Leonardo DiCaprio, visiting Aceh. He trekked through Gunung Leuser National Park, advocating for conservation in one of the last strongholds of orangutan and Sumatran tigers. This vast jungle is a heaven for wildlife lovers and adventurers looking to experience Indonesia's untamed beauty. And then we have, of course, iShowSpeed, Twitch streamer, went on an unforgettable Indonesian adventure, hitting up Jakarta, Yogyakarta, and Bali. From meeting excited fans in Jakarta to soaking up the culture in Yogyakarta and Bali's stunning temples, his IRL tour had all the wild energy of Indonesia. So now it's time for you. It's your turn to experience next adventure in Indonesia.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies, and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
banyak hal yang ku alami, yang ku temui. Saat bersamamu, ku rasa tenang, ku rasa kering. Air mata ini menyadarkanku kau takkan pernah
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you shall come to Wit Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub District. The Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as kaying, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwu and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
People may know Ende for Lake Kelimutu, the three-colored lake with breathtaking beauty. But few people know that Ende has hundreds of different cultures in every region. Therefore, we take you to a tradition village which is located 12 kilometers to the east from the city of Ende, namely Wolotopo Village, the city of Argos in Greek story. That's what people may cross through their mind when setting foot in the village and seeing it from the height of about 800 meters above sea level. We are getting amazed after 30 minutes of driving from the city center of Ende. Passing through semi-hot mix road along the coast of Nanganesa with waves and sparkling black sand which have particular charm. Precisely in front of Wolotopo Church, which stands steadily, we begin our journey to the center of traditional kampung. We trace rising paths and pass through village, meeting people with friendliness. They do not hesitate to smile at us while doing their activities. Children are playing and running around, enjoying beautiful moments. Before arriving in the center of traditional kampung, we should meet Bernardus Dei to ask permission. He is Mosalaki or custom leaders in Wolotopo village. He is precisely called Mosalaki Dika Sawu, who plays a key role in every traditional processions in the village. The middle-aged man guides us to Nuwapu'u or the origin kampung, where Sao Ria or big houses are situated. There are two Sao Ria in the village, namely Sao Atalaki and Sao Sui. They are wooden stilt house with umbia as the roof, with steady rocks arrangement which have existed since the first generation to the seventh.
Rumah ini sudah lapisan ketujuh.
This house is already for the seventh generation. It was not noted yet. This house is symbolic, related to the territory rights of custom law people. It symbolizes working together and unity. This house was built with a ritual ceremony.
Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Sao Ria is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sao Atalaki to explore parts of the house. Sao Atalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, has three rooms, with each name and function. They are Wajah Buuria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Buuria, setelah Buuria Wajah Lulu, yang kedua Wajah Tenda.
There are parts inside the house.
Itu sesuai dengan
they are
keturunan.
Wajah Buuria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda. The first one is inhibited by the first child because Bu itself means the oldest. Then there is a place to keep the ancestors' heritage objects. There is also a place for musalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there is a place for musyawarah or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same both in the left and the right side.
Begitu pula sebelah kiri dan kanan sama, sama semua posisinya seperti hitungannya.
To build and renovate the traditional house, it takes months and even years through various traditional ceremonies which need high cost at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount revealed by Bernardus Day. Although most of Wolotopo villagers are plantation farmers, they are willing to pay big amounts of funds for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sao Atalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gubuk or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged with traditional ceremony. The spun rope yarn was used to pull pegs of wood called Tai Telu Lolu. Then people break down the house and held a traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut, which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, a ceremony called Lea Laku to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Upacara Lea Laku itu di mana para tukang dengan
Lea Laku ceremony is when construction workers clear location both in kampung and in the forest. They should give food in 4 directions to stay away from bad luck and obstacles. They give offerings to the ruler of the forest before cutting the wood. An animal is given a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
After all construction materials are complete, the people do Tenda Sao ceremony. The all-night-long ceremony featured tandak and gawi dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put leke pera, house pole, with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kinds of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction, where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities, including waving or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
Telah melakukan pemasangan lekepera, dilanjutkan pemasangan untuk balok untuk buat tenda rumah.
After putting lekepera, putting blocks for the pole is done in 4 days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is fenced with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and constructing are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for this house purification. After that, the construction begins again in a ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dusk, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again by giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forest, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Nio, Poke Muku, and Gawi Kea are held in Kedak Kanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Mosalaki in Bolotopo village. Kedakanga is a place where their ancestors did worship with one stone monument named Musumasi. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Bolotopo village. Besides, there are stone graves which have existed for hundreds of years in Kedakanga. The graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Mosalaki.
Kedakanga, rumah tempat pemujaan berhala oleh seluruh para Mosalaki.
Kedakanga is a place where Mosalaki worship the adults. The graves have levels. The central circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. People put offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Mosalaki in a kampung center called Puse Nua is Leo language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Mosalaki do Tandak and Gawi dance accompanied with Go Lamba traditional music to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Saoria. That's the culture and tradition in Bolotopo traditional village. A traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, this information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Maluku entitled Hela Rotan. The song Hela Rotan tells the story of a Moluccan folk game. In this game, the players will pull the rotan until it breaks, which is accompanied by music from Java. The lyrics, the rotan has broken the ends of the 2 bakudapa, or when the rotan has broken, the 2 tips of the rotan must meet, means that although sometimes they have to compete, they all stay united. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Maluku Province, Indonesia, entitled Hela Rotan by Tania. Happy listening.
Rotan, rotan sudah putus, rapat putus ujung. That was my newest single called Sahabat Tersayang, but actually that song is a remake of my old song from 2006. It's been 18 years since the release of the original song, but now I remake it into a new version, to a more adult version of the song, because originally, Sahabat Tersayang, it was, the meaning of Sahabat, best friend, itself is very universal, right? But the meaning of the original song, the best friend is my mother. So I remake this song into a newer version. Initially, I wanna present the song for my mother as a Mother's Day song, but turns out I was pregnant at the time, so it was kind of perfect. Now that I am a mother, I am an adult, so my mother, so my daughter can now, you know, present this song for me as a mother. So it's kind of like a full circle moment for this song, Sahabat Tersayang.
Newsline, first the headline. 3.7 magnitude earthquake hit South Kuta, Bali. One Indonesian migrant worker still in search in a shipwreck in South Korea. Now the news in detail. An earthquake measuring 3.7 magnitude rocked South Kuta Regency, Bali on Sunday. The earthquake occurred at 3:18 p.m. Western Indonesia time, based on information from the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency account. The location of the earthquake was at coordinates 9.69 south latitude. The agency in its statement also said this information prioritizes speed. The epicenter of the earthquake was 100 kilometers southwest of South Kuta. A shipwreck occurred in Jeju waters, Toki Island on South Korea on February 1, 2025. Two Indonesian migrant workers died in this incident and one person is still missing. According to the Indonesian Ministry of Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers, seven people survived out of a total of 10 Indonesian migrant workers who were in the accident. It occurred after two South Korean fishing vessels hit a reef. Director General of the Ministry, Muhammad Fahri, on Sunday said, "At the moment, Indonesian embassy and the South Korean government are still conducting a search for the victims." The ministry also confirmed that the three Indonesian migrant workers' bodies had been repatriated from South Korea via Soekarno-Hatta Airport. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
At RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
sana ialah nama seorang wanita. Ku bertemu dia sepulang kerja di lantai berdansa. Gaya penuh irama, kemayu parasnya menawan gayanya. Elok pun caranya, cara prima donna kota Jakarta. Tak ada dua, entah ini sekedar cinta atau romansa semata.